The Specialised Commission for Reparations of the Ministry of Education and Culture deals with this, created by Law 18,596, which provides reparation for what happened under July 68 and February 85. It recognised that there was no rule of law then, and therefore the exercise of fundamental rights of people during that time were violated. The law defines who is a victim and when they're entitled to reparation. For the purposes of reparation, I would like to underscore what reparation and economic compensation was awarded. Under 11A, we granted reparation to disappeared persons, 242 reparations, and the amount provided was 500,000 index units. An index units is a unit to measure money in our country.
Also, in step with Article 11B, point A, those who suffered serious harm as a result of the agents of the state received the amount allowed for by law, 120 of our indexed units. Also, for children kidnapped for more than 30 days, the amount set forth was for 375,000 indexed units. As regards 11DA, children born in custody or detained with their parent, mother, or father for more than 180 days, 89 cases, and the amount set forth was 200,000 indexed units. There were also reparations, symbolic redress, depending on the case of victims. As regards Article 10, there were 500 reparations for health. This included psychological support, psychiatric support, and pharmaceutical support. There was more progress in July 2019. After investigations, 197th person was included, Pablo Horacio Osorio Jamuni, an Argentine citizen. The forensic anthropology team that had been working in a site on the Gonzalez case was in representation of Juan Hellman. There were pauses in the search process, and in 2015, there was an explosive device found. They suspended work. They returned to their searches, and they were able to eventually recover the remains of. They were in a. For Eduardo Blea.
La mayor información en todo caso.
As far as the information goes, we can send it along, but in written form as well. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I will be referring now to the concerns expressed as regards free speech.